Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, praise God. thank God for the gift of the victory, man. I thank God for your cause. I thank God for your finances, praise God. And oh, glory to God. Amen. I just don't know how you want to church. I really church my heart. And yesterday was a chuckle. I was always a chuckle. I was not thankful on my birthday.
I can hardly see the road.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews the 10th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 15. No, we're going to start at verse 19.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
You never have the boldness to come before God. By the blood of Jesus Christ. You got no time to work things out of anything when it needs out on the inside. That's just like a man trying to take a boat out of a car knowing how to live. Trying to take a car, but don't have no leveling, it ain't going to work. Trying to put the car in no gas, but you got to have, in order for you to be for this thing to work, you got to have what you need. Don't have step. It's all right that you can cut corners while you're in the world, but right now, we got to come out of what we're in. We don't need to cut no corners. Cut corners for what? You ain't going to get nowhere. All you doing now, when you cut a corner, you cut the corner for the enemy. He's coming to kill you. He ain't coming, the Bible says. He's coming to kill, steal, and to destroy. So we ain't going to get no good out of him. He's coming to take you out. But he said, what now? He said, do what now?
By the new and living way.
By a new and living way. This is the new way. You can get rid of the old stuff. You know, I like holding on to the old things, the old things. Just because it was working, you thought it was working, but it was not healthy working. Because now, if it had been, you wouldn't have been in the condition what you were there, but so now it's not healthy. So if we are about to learn the word of God, get rid of it. Look, it's come a new living way. We're living through now. Why not get the best out of it? Why walk around with a $100 head and drag in the floor when you don't have to do what it don't have to be? You can have joy in the midst of a storm. So when the bad things look like that, never be right. You would still be happy. Not because of who you are, but because of who Jesus is. Because the blood. We're covered now. But when God sees you, he don't see. When God looks on you, he don't see you, but he sees his son Christ Jesus. So that means you got to be unlike this man. You ain't unlike this man. There's nothing for God to give you. Then they come and say, well, you know, I don't understand. You got to do bad sometimes. They ain't going to have to get that around. They ain't going to have to. They're going to keep them on two ways. You either do it or you don't. Jesus takes up and says, you either love me or you don't. Or Jesus says, you either love me or you hate me. That's the word of God. But have a boldness to come a new and a living way. You say come up on the throne in the kind of way. You come up on, we can thank God for faith and truth. We can thank God for grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Who has been to the court and going to the praise and going into the behind the veil, that the wrong way you fall dead. Because you are. Although I've been in picture, they have a rope tied to your leg. So that rope went all the way on the outside. So they're pulling on you out of there. Nobody been going that far. If they went in there against you, they died too. But look at that. A new and a living way. We got access to the kingdom. Ah, we got to do the living. This is where you can come and put your chest after. Hold your head up. Say, I'm somebody because I'm a power of God. Don't matter what nobody says, because they're going to talk about that. You ain't going to learn it. I'm in a way. You ain't got nothing to give them. So, man, you can walk this walk. Talk this talk. You can wear it. I'm going to take on one. I got no worry about that. See, one thing you know, I found this out some years ago. We were about stuff that we're going to never do us no good. We were about stuff that we're going to never have. We were about stuff that we're going to never get. The Bible says that, be faithful over a few, be faithful over just a little bit. Doctor, now, you can have it. But when I look at it like that, that's a little hard of mine. Doctor, I piled up, you're holding the roof in that y'all got. Now you got a pile of stuff you ain't doing nothing with. You are asking for more. Nobody can look at that, but I'm good.
Without wavering,
I can get less. and down in the hall. You got people just, I just don't understand. We know now. You got people just walking around, and you know what they're saying. I just prove that no longer.
Things
Don't know how it's going to come out. And we don't have no more time for it. Christ and God for you. Now, you sin, and the person will jump off from God, and quickly Christ can die for you. Now, that means your God is with you. Who is with you?
Destruction.
Talk about your God is with you. Who with you? You done sin with you. You're doing all this and, boy, I tell you, you never know this way. If you ever get out there sometimes, it's like the best movie you ever made in your life. We can thank God for his goodness and mercy. And I'm not trying to pick up and say, because, you know, when wrong, your life is done. I've been saying that. I don't have no faith. So all I can do is just preach to preach and tell you what the word of God says. But if we sin willfully, you know you're wrong, you will come and get it back. And I often say, a human as a human. Now, sometimes we can hear, but some things don't. You can turn away from that. You can turn away, believe me. You can turn away. Think about your soul. Where it's going to go and be there eternally. So we are, you going to be there the rest of your life. So now, since God got it on this side, and I'm going to tell you this much. God allowed this time to be merciful. Not only that, he allowed his son to hang on the cross. Do you think he allowed his son to hang on that? Walk up to do everything we think you think enough you want to do. And then God said, Lord, 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 Lord,
Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, he that despised Moses without mercy under two or three witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Of how much more sorrow punishment, suppose ye?
Well, if a man made a mistake, you died up under the law. The law said you should be told to death because you were wrong. Then they're going to put you out front. And they're going to have no way, though. They're going to stone you to death. You've been out of here. You finished. It's over.
Amen.
Glory to God.
He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses.
The one that did wrong, they didn't pay no attention. Oh, I don't care if it's not more than it's more than.
Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought of worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me.
Mm-hmm.
I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people.
God is judge his people. God is the judge. Thank y'all bless him. God is the judge. Thank y'all bless him. I'm the judge. Thank y'all bless him. I'm the judge. I got on my own, too. I got on the white road.
Amen.
All I need now is to get to sit behind that table right there and put you on the ground and you glad that I ain't the judge.
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
You heard the word say, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of who?
A living God.
A living God. See, God said, now you're not worried about the dead God. He said, you just know that. But the scripture says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. That's why we have to do everything that we think that we need to do for this thing to work for us the right way. It works. And I just started on the gun. I've been a minister there for 30-plus years, and I tell you that it works. You're a people be crying, and you're a person say you need to get the tithes and give your offering. You need to do all of them. And the most, sometimes you just sacrifice up a little bit more. Y'all hear me say sometimes, I remember when I was working and when I was working, I look around now than I did when I was working. I remember, y'all look in real city. I don't look in no city, I'm trying to drive with your phone and my paper claws and all that kind of stuff. I did the job when you made me work when you could make some money on it. But they just be that Jesus, they say all of that, they say, hey, out of all of that, amen. All we have to do is we can follow this thing. We can do what we God say that we're supposed to do. And guess what? Everything not to be called. Everything not to be working because the Bible says that God said that he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour God's blessing that you want God moving up to receive. Go ahead.
But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were eliminated, ye endured a great sight of afflictions, partly while ye were made a gazing stock by reproaches and afflictions.
Go to verse 35
says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward.
Cast not away your confidence.
Cast not away your confidence.
Hallelujah. Walk out doing your faith in God. I believe, I got faith to believe that everything is going to happen. Now, if it don't, then I got faith enough to put out on my knees and pray. And I said, I can do nothing about all that other stuff on my head, and I can do nothing about that. But now, I can pray and talk to God and my God. I can wait. I got plenty of faith. I got all the faith to do before. I ain't got no more faith. So ain't nothing to do but wait and watch the hand of God begin to work. And one thing right now, the Bible says, may not come when you want him to. That's what the Bible said, but he's always on time. But I heard the word of God says that he'll never leave you, nor forsake thee. He was always, he even said, I'm with you until the end of the world. Then we got to know that we're doing something else. If God's going to do, then he just put that down. Put it back.
I have a problem.
We don't see nobody.
My God. For you have need of patience.
We have need
to be patient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Faith as always. And if you don't want to ask God to give you faith,
amen.
Be patient on your own. Do something that you can do for yourself. Now, sometimes I think it's better with yourself too.
Amen.
But then I tell myself, wait a minute, what? You don't got to be there. Talk to yourself. I know y'all are just scared. You might, that's all right. Let's talk to yourself. You're going to have to do it. You're going to go to the extreme with it. You stop. You just take it all forward. They're going to come with it. Oh, yeah.
Straight jacket.
But, you know, talk to yourself and ask the question, do it. Wait a minute, Sam, what you doing? If you want to talk to somebody, look in the mirror. You'll see yourself on the other side. Say, what in the world are you doing? Think you can do better than this. Look in the mirror. Take it easy. It's going to work out. Because people don't have patience that has caused them to be in the church that they're in now because they don't have no patience. They don't want to wait. They don't have time. I ain't got time. This is 3 days now. I don't expect this. It's been 20 minutes. This is 50 years. Ain't nothing happened here. They're probably sitting over there. Wow. There ain't no good no how. We got to try.
After that you have done the will, you might receive the promise.
Uh-oh, after you did what?
Done the will of God.
Now after
that you have done
the will. The will of God. Now, here's what I'm wondering why the scripture says. After you have done the will of God, you might God. Here we are. We know people to God. We know God loves us. And we tell ourselves in the world, wonder why God put it down and win. He's funny. We see. That's why I think we have to really bend. All people, all of us work together. All of us work together. We have to have patience and believe God. You don't think you believe God? And you know what? I'm not telling y'all to come, because y'all ain't going to come. I'm already. Y'all don't know that God's good. But that's all that. Maybe you don't want to know. I'm telling you don't want to hear. Yeah. The only reason that God gives y'all to hear to talk to y'all. But all you got to do is call them, or get up with other people, and call them, get them all the way I can talk to. But call somebody to talk to them. Stop sitting around thinking about the things for yourself. Let the enemy come in and put all kinds of stress in your mind. Have you acting like a fool and making a fool out of yourself. Because sometimes when people set in and doing things, we don't got to count for you. Now everything went wrong. I see one thing get wrong, then another thing will get wrong, then another. Now we end up trying to make it all right. Now we can see, you know what? You won't make it anymore. And Richard, when he's talking to him, I'm getting it on his wife. I don't know.
Oh, God.